Look at this squat. It's a unicorn.
Turn it off. That's what I would say. It's hard for young people now because they're hooked. They're addicted. If you don't think you're addicted, and I'm talking about anyone, from the highest to the lowest, if you don't think you're addicted, then see if you can turn it off for a week. It got quiet in here, didn't it? Didn't it get real quiet? God has blessed us with free will. Now it's free will magnified, free will on steroids. You're free to go in any direction you want. It will allow you, and it's not the enemy. It's just a reflection of our own free will. Oh, and we all want to be liked, but now we want to be liked by 16 million. And will now some of us do anything to be liked? We used to do anything to be liked, but it was by the person in front of you. Now it's to be liked by 16 million people that you don't know.
I want to kill the unicorn. God, you're on fire.
Come on, man.
Hey everybody, what's happening? It's Splat, your favorite award-winning host of the Splat Show in the Corner. Welcome back, folks. How's everybody's week, weekend, whatever the fuck? It's fucking cold here in Texas.
It's cold here in Texas. We don't like the cold here. Take it away, Mr. Biden. You let us come over the border and then you freeze us to death. What is this shit? I ain't voting for you, you asshole.
Yeah, let's just blame it on the president, right? Joe's like, Sleepy Joe. He's like,
what? Come on, man. The hell you mean it's cold? It's been cold in here for 20 years. Ever since the brown folk been on the plantation.
I want to kill the unicorn.
Now they're just voting for me. Pretending like I'm the savior. I don't know why Joe Biden sounds like an old black man. What do you mean it's cold? Let me sniff your hair to see if it's cold out.
Come on, man. Come on.
What was it that just happened? The Iowa caucuses. That's what we'll call it. The Iowa caucuses was the other night or last night or whatever the fuck day it is. And of course, your boy Trump won. I mean, what'd you think was gonna fucking happen? Do you think Ron DeSantis, whatever the fuck his stupid name is, do you think he was gonna win? Do you think Nikki Haley, that thinks there's only two fucking parties in this race already, two people in the party, whatever she said, it was dumb. The only smart guy was the young kid. What's his name? Vorvik. Schwamanamanami. He gave up. Give him credit for that. Now he's endorsing the Orange Hitler. As the liberals are starting to call him the Orange Hitler, or The View, I should say. Probably The View. Sounds like something they would fucking say. What I thought was interesting, though, was... I wish I had it. Hold on, let me look for it. out now. Okay, so this is an example. Rachel Maddow. Everybody knows how much I love her. So she's telling everybody or going to Trump's speech. Sorry, it's the other guy talking. Dan Bellagio, Baraggio. Bandino, here we go.
In the evening, the projected winner of the Iowa caucuses has just started giving his victory speech. We will keep an eye on that as it happens. We will let you know if there's any news made in that speech, if there's anything noteworthy, something substantive and important. The reason I'm saying this is, of course, there is a reason that we and other news organizations have giving an unfiltered live platform to remarks by former President Trump. It is not out of spite. It is not a decision that we relish. It is a decision that we regularly revisit. And honestly, earnestly, it is not an easy decision. But there is a cost to us as a news organization of knowingly broadcasting untrue things. That is a fundamental truth of our business and who we are. And so his remarks tonight will not air here live. We will monitor them and let you know about any news that he makes.
Sorry. she made me laugh and choke at the same time. Hey, look, let's start the show off the right. This is something we have to look out for, folks. And if you listen to my show, you got to pay attention here. Because I can say anything and they can fucking censor me. This is a news organization that's supposed to be bipartisan or whatever you call it, whatever. You know, you're not supposed to have a fucking... And if you are, you shut your fucking mouth. Well, Splat, this is America. We shouldn't have to shut our mouth. Then why are we censoring fucking news? Why are you censoring a potential fucking presidential... what do you call it? You should be covering this. And for her to outright say us and other organizations, in other words, probably not Fox News. But that's fucked up, though. As much as I rag on Fox News and shit, they do play Joe Biden shit. They say his name. They say everything that he said. You know, they show shit that he says. So here's another thing about what kind of carries over from last week. They're throwing it. They're doing it in front of you, and making it seem like
look, it wasn't an easy decision. It wasn't a fucking easy decision to shit on former President Trump, but we had to do it because he's spreading lies. Although our president now just spits out the truth.
Look, Rachel Maddow, your testosterone levels are way too high right now. You're a fucking cunt. Non-binary or whatever the fuck you are with that stupid little pixie fucking haircut, you fucking stupid. I would have had respect for you. If you would have just told the truth. Hey, look, we don't like Trump. We're not going to say his name. We're not going to show his clips because we're biased. But we want freedom and equality. Remember that, folks. We want freedom and equality on the MSNBC and the CNNs and whatever fucking channel else she was talking about. Don't get me wrong. Fox News has their faults. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me fucking wrong. But to blatantly come out and say, well, you know, we're not going to show anything for Donald Trump because he never speaks the truth, only if it's newsworthy. And you know what they're going to fucking, they're going to pick a clip of him fumbling a word. Or saying Mexicans and cutting out the illegal part or something. They'll doctor up something to make him look like an asshole. I would have respected you more, Mr. Maddow, if you would have just fucking came out and said, look, don't like Trump. It was an easy fucking decision. To sit here and try to convince us that that was a heart-wrenching decision for you and your colleagues to bash the very man you hate. Give me a break, bitch.
Give me a break.
I don't understand any of you news outlets anymore. None of you guys make sense. None of you guys tell the news. And all the fucking local news does is tell you negative, negative, negative news. That's it. That's all we got in America. And if you're coming to, for me for news, you're a fucking moron. Because this ain't news, baby. This is just me shitting on the fucking government.
Legalize marijuana.
Smoke weed every day. That's it. If everybody would just smoke fucking weed every day, we wouldn't have this fucking problem, now would we? But fuck this fucking stupid dyke lesbian fucking cunt face fucking piece of shit that thinks they can censor people just because they don't enjoy their content or they don't like what they say or they think they're speaking the lies. The lies they're speaking here. We're not going to show Donald Trump because he says lies. He says lies, but we speak the truth here on MSNBC. Fuck out of here. Like, what is this world coming to? Right?
And then the liberals get mad because they're like, the MAGA, the extreme MAGAs. The fucking extreme MAGAs are ruining the country. They're white supremacists.
And then and these fucking assholes, all they were talking about, because, you know, I have to listen to all the fucking news outlets to kind of see what their stupid ass opinion is, because it's retarded. And I said it. R-E-T-A-R. Retarded. So they kept saying, the white evangelicals, or whatever the fuck.
The Christians are voting for the orange man. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? The Christians are going to take over the world.
Oh, you guys are so stupid. The white evangelicals are voting for Trump. Now, what the fuck did you think they were going to vote for? Biden? He's a fucking idiot. You know? And then we sit here and listen to this bitch censor, blatantly tell us that she's censoring the former president. Sorry, I have to answer this fucking call. Not call, but text. But anyway, to sit here and blatantly look at us and tell us you're censoring anybody for that matter. And then these liberals are like, tell us where the free speech is not happening. It's not happening right now in your face. Excuse me. To let these people know. You know what I'm saying? Freedom of speech is dying. It's dying. It almost died in my era with music. And they got away with it by putting a little sticky sticker on your CD that didn't mean, hey, look, you don't want this kid. It's got vulgar language and sexual intentions on it. And I'm like, want me to buy it? I'll fucking steal it. Then I got a fake ID. Now I'm sitting there listening to my Led Zeppelin 4 and drinking a fucking Mickey's Big Mouth. Ooh, Mickey's Big Mouth. The doobie. But when they start censoring shit like this, I'm talking to you people on the left and all you motherfuckers that are voting for this bullshit. You guys, you're defund the police, and everyone's going to be like, what are you? I thought you weren't Republican. I'm not fucking Republican. I'm just fucking common sense. The funding the police. How did that fucking work out? Peaceful protests that you claim that's going on. Everybody could peaceful protest. except for the white evangelicals. They can't do it. They're not allowed to do it. They went up in the Capitol and they fucking... They're not allowed to protest and knock shit down. I mean, this year's just gonna fucking get weirder and weirder and weirder, because this is an election year that has started from what, 2016, that started getting weird. It's because of Trump. No, it's not because of Trump. It's because of you. It's because of all of us. All of us fall into these bullshit, these fucking things, and we fight each other, and they fucking did exactly what they wanted to do. And now you got motherfuckers calling Trump Hitler while they're censoring him. When they're trying to fucking mark him off the ballot. When they're charging him with things that everybody's guilty of on that fucking Congress floor. Or Capitol, or whatever the fuck. But Joe Biden does no wrong. He's an angel. He doesn't have weird, shady dealings in Ukraine. That's why he's giving him all that. He's not why he's giving him all that money. That's why he's giving him all that money. No, it's not, Splat. Well, I know one thing. White evangelicals are not listening to my show. The Satan people are. Welcome, my Satan people. We're going to take over the world. We're going to fuck Illuminati right in the butthole. Clone this, bitch. My new sitcom. Start my own secret society. Splatinati. We're going to take over the world, Pinky. Because I'm the brain, get it? I kind of wish Pinky and the Brain did take over the world, to be honest with you. Oh, but this Iowa cockass and all this shit, where are they going now? New York or something? New Hampshire? New Hampshire. Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to follow. So we're going to have an interesting... Interesting year for elections, for damn sure, folks. But, you know, what are you going to do? What are we going to fucking do, right? I mean, is Biden even going to make it to an election? Can he do an election? I don't think he's doing any debates, right? Can't even talk. Motherfucker don't know how to... Don't know where to go. So I don't know. What the fuck do we know? Oh, yeah. All right, so... That's happening in Iowa. Iowa Hawkeyes. Is that the right? Iowa Hawkeyes. So speaking of football. Yes, folks. Yes. It's the end. It's the end. It's the end of the world as we know it. And the Browns weren't fine. The Browns lost in a big, big way. The Browns lost in a way you would expect a third-string offensive line, a second-string beat-up, just coming back defense. Not really. I guess there was a couple guys that have been there all year. Just a beat-up team with a 39-year-old quarterback that took us further than we could ever imagined. Did he take us all the way? Did he have it in the tank? I think he did. I think he had it. But what happened on that fateful night in Houston, Texas, wasn't about Joe Flacco. Wasn't about our defense. It wasn't about the bad calls by the refs. 3 things beat us that day. C.J. Stroud. Their coach. Their offensive coordinator. I know there's going to be more than 3 things, but you know what I mean. The defensive coordinator. The fucking water guys. The groundskeepers for that nice showing of a field. In Houston, Texas. But what lost us that game that night came 48 seconds before halftime with 1 timeout, and we were down by 7 or 10. Either way, it wasn't much. And before you know it, we ran the clock down with 1 timeout left. Not getting the ball at halftime. Not getting the ball at halftime. And after halftime. And I think it was at that moment when I just gave Stefanski, fucking Polak, no offense to my Polish audience, but this guy's a fucking dum-dum. There was 1 week I gave him a little praise because he was doing so good. But the Houston Texans exposed his simple ass, and he Ryan Day'd it all night long. And you're asking, what do you mean by Ryan Day'ing it? Just like Ryan Day'd it in the fucking Michigan every year. You can't go in there playing the same old game when it comes to playoffs or a bowl game or whatever the fuck. I just said this a couple weeks ago about Ryan Day, and now my term is you Ryan Day'd it. And when you hear me say they Ryan Day'd it, that means they have the same plan they've had all year, and they think it's going to fucking work in the postseason. Look, a lot of fucking all the visiting teams thought the same thing. There was no different fucking scheme from these teams that got their ass beat, including the Cowboys. You can't go into these games, especially if you know, Cowboys were at home. But you can't go into these games playing the same scheme, the same shit that you've seen the Texans, the Eagle, whoever. All these teams that were in the playoffs, you cannot expect them to be playing the same way you're watching on the regular season film. Now, a lot of these teams have been in the playoffs before. That's the footage you want to go fucking watch. Because they switch. They switch on you in the playoffs. That's why they go to the playoffs very far every year. This is why Mike McCarthy is a Ryan Dayer. This is why you get to the playoffs and you lose the first game. This is for any team that loses in the first fucking week like that. Getting blown out like that. Now, if you get in a tight game like, what was it, the Rams and the fucking Lions, those are 2 guys that came correct. They didn't come in and Ryan Day at neither side, and that's why it was 23-24 in the fucking end. 1 fucking game wasn't a blowout. Or at least a blowout for most of the game. So Stefanski, Ryan Day'd it. Just like Mike McCarthy did. Just like those are the... Well, Miami... well, Miami, I mean... They didn't have a shot in the world. When you're playing in minus 24 wind chill. Then I get it. Oh, the Steelers, hey, look, they put up a fight, but fuck them. Glad they did advance. Baker Mayfield did advance. The Green Bay Packers advance. Go Pack, go. Oh, sorry. For Eric and Miss Michaels and our couple other listeners out there. Sorry, I don't remember your names. But we have some Green Bay Packer fans out there, too, that listen. Once in a while, they will email in. But, you know, we were talking about the logo of the Super Bowl, and everyone saying, you know, they say it's going to be 49ers and the Ravens. But why can it not be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Ravens? That would be amazing. Although I do think, I hope the Packers get far to the Super Bowl. But if they can't make it for some possible reason, I want to see Baker Mayfield go. But if we're going, I'm just going by this conspiracy theory in the football. If you look at the colors, there's no yellow, there's no green, there's no brown, orange, none of that. It's purple and red. Now, initially we said 49ers, but could it be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Oh! No one thought about that shit. No, they didn't. Because you can't really go Kansas City and whoever, because who's purple on the other side? Nobody. Nobody. So there you go. That's my theory. That's my... outside the box theory. Everybody seems to think it's the 49ers, but look at all these juggernaut teams that took a fall this weekend. Most of them, all the underdog or favorites, all the underdogs won this weekend, except for a few, Kansas City, Buffalo. But for the most part, I believe the favorites were, I'll have to look that up. Getting close to the Super Bowl, though. It's getting closer, folks. It's getting closer. I wish I would just stretch out a little bit more. Everybody knows I love my football. I also did get some emails about Cat Williams. I think you guys kind of misunderstood what I was getting at there. I was mad. I was upset. And I think I found out why. Because me, personality, not money-wise or anything like that, but me and Kit Kat are a lot of fucking like, as far as lashing out when people call us liar or tell lies about us or you know. So he was lashing out, and I understand that, and maybe I got mad because, you know, when you see yourself in somebody else, you don't realize it, and you're like, that's why you battle. Like, we're too much alike. We don't get along. You know, we're too much alike. But I think if me and Cat Williams would sit down and had a conversation, he would tell me I was poor to continue to roast me. And I would probably roast a little back. I ain't going to be intimidated by nobody. Not even Cat fucking Williams. But I just wanted to clear that up. I love Cat Williams. Don't get me wrong. I just saw this is what the podcast is about. We have to look at other things. It's not always what we think. Sometimes it could be something else. And I just went a little, maybe to some people's eyes a little too far by accusing him of being a plant and this and that. It's just a lot of suspicious things. I don't. Probably to promote a special or something, like I said. So, kudos to him. I love you, Cat Williams. I don't have any ill will to you, but I can call him when I see him. And in that moment, that's what I saw. I'm not going to be apologizing for it. I'm not going to sit here and go on about it, but I found out why I lashed out, why I did, and how I did, and that's the crux of it. I don't know.
Some things he said upset me.
But for the most part, that interview, I highly recommend you go watch it. It's Club Shay Shay. I listen to it on Spotify. That you can get on YouTube. Listen to that. Most of it, I agree. Look, most of it, I agree with Cat Williams. That's what I'm saying. We're a lot alike. We think a lot alike. I'm not saying 100% we're exactly twins, but for the most part, we have the same opinion about things. And maybe I misinterpret the way he was fucking putting it out there when he was roasting him. Instead of kind of putting them there on blast. There was a few people he put on blast. There was a few things he did that made me question things. But for the most part, that's probably how I would lash out too. I'm not going to lie to you. But that's how some people do it. That's how we you fuck with us. And we lash out in ways that aren't nice. But people seem to think, you know, we're the nice guy. I'll never do that. Why are you freaking out, man? Why are you freaking out? Why are you so angry? What, are you crazy? Are you crazy? Should we call the police and say 5150? What do we got to do here, buddy? We got to put you in a room with pads and shit? Probably. Because that's where I belong. In a padded room. With the song Comfortably Numb playing 24 hours a day. It's not my favorite song, but it suit the mood of the room, of the decor, of the feng shui of the room they've given me. As I hug myself with this new jacket they bought me. What a paradise. What a paradise that would be. It's my retirement plan, folks. Yeah. The Emmys, some kind of Emmy award shows. I don't know if why you would put football playoffs and the Emmys in the same fucking game. Who the fuck is it?
Oh, speaking of Emmys, I'm sure that's some women's shit.
I used to watch it with my moms when I was younger, when it meant something, when it was a fucking thing and not just a fucking political platform for everybody to pretend like they know what the fuck is going on. Let's go back to the NFL games again, right? I have a question. I have a slight question here. Now, I noticed it enough to text my friend Ross and say, why are there so many commercials about vaginas and medical problems with vaginas on football games now? I don't think I'm making this up either. There's a few beer commercials they threw in there once in a while, but it was like, oh, and we got this thing to clean out your cooch. And I was like, okay, maybe this is just a coinky dink or something. Then the next one was like, you can need to take this pill, or you get this deodorant from your armpits and your feet and your private parts. And it was a lady. There was no guys in this commercial at all. So we know what they're saying. You know, put deodorant for my stinky snatch, which is fine. Hey, put deodorant on whatever you need to put deodorant on. But why during football are we playing tampon commercials and yeast infection pill commercials and deodorant vagina commercials, soap for your vagina? There was this other one, soap for your vagina or something. I don't know what it was. It was weird. Now, if I was watching The View or Oprah or some kind of soap opera or The Housewives of Mongolia or whatever the fuck, then I would expect those commercials. But what in the fuck are we... And I don't want to hear you guys emailing me or messaging me saying it's fucking Taylor Swift's fault. That is a lie. They've been doing this before she came around. Believe me when I fucking tell you. Just like they had the stop Jew hate a year ago or whatever, 2 years ago. Like, what? Is there a Jew hate problem we're having? And all of a sudden we have a Jew hate problem? Whoops. They launched that a little too early. But why do I care about your vagina? How many women are waiting to watch football to see what product they can to make their vagina smell good? And Wet MD or whatever the fuck, I think that was for eyeballs, but it was right after the vagina commercial, and I just got confused. I was high. I was like, why are we talking about Wet AMDs and deodorant, vagina deodorant? It was getting out of hand, and I had to text my buddy like, what the fuck is every commercial have to do with somebody's fucking vagina during the fucking NFL? And he's like, I don't know, I find that kind of weird too. But NFL, you gotta stop. Well, splat, they pay us the money. Pay the money and get your commercials on. I'm pretty sure vagina deodorant paid a lot of money to get on a fucking playoff game. And they only play this shit on ESPN. I never see this shit on Fox. I never see this shit on CBS or Prime Video. It's ESPN playing vagina fucking commercials. Are you that fucking woke or whatever? I hate to use that word. Are you that fucking progressive thinking? Or whatever the fuck you are trying to do over there at ESPN. What are you up to over there that you were playing vagina commercials? I've only noticed it on ESPN so far, but I'm going to keep a closer look during these playoffs. And everybody, you guys keep your fucking eyeballs out looking too for me. And I want you to get yourself some paper or mark it on your cell phone. And I want you to mark every time. And you might be buzzed. Maybe you're going to miss some commercials. But when you notice it is what I want to know. And what channel it was. What game. Maybe not what game, but what channel played that. And just mark it down. 1, 2, 3. I saw another one, splat. I saw another fucking... fuck. There's used to be Ozempic commercials, but now there's deodorant vagina commercials. Splat, I don't know what to do. I've already marked down 6, and it's only the first quarter. Do a little homework for yourself. It's look, I'm not grossed out by it. I'm the kind of boyfriend or husband or whatever that I'll just go buy your tampons. I'm coming home with chocolate and tampons, and that's the end of it, right? So it's not like I'm grossed out by vaginas. It's just, what the fuck? Save that for your own shit, bros and hoes and those. Save that for The View. Save that for your Lifetime movie channel, your Hallmark whatever channel. No. Well, Spy, what about the transsexuals that are in sports? Get your own commercials. But don't put them on during football, bitches, because there ain't no Transformers on football. I've always been a trans supporter, ever since they've been formers. I told somebody that one day, they didn't like it. I thought it was funny. Isn't it great when you can laugh at yourself? Thank God I think I'm funny, because I would say probably 70% of the people that I come across probably do not find me funny at all. At all. And that makes it even funnier. Despite you're sometimes outright offensive. Me? No, get the fuck out of here. No. I don't believe I've offended anybody ever. And like the old words of suicidal tendencies, maybe you needed to be offended. Fuck you. Maybe you need to be offended. What was our saying for the year? Sit your bitch ass down or shut your bitch ass. That's what it is. Shut your bitch ass. Gotta get them t-shirts made. Shut your bitch ass. Just sounds great. Rolls right off the tongue. You know? But yeah, so note to self, mark down how many times I see vagina commercials or women commercials in general. Some I can let slide because I mean, it's just everyday shit, but I'm talking like these hardcore ones. Like, you could do your underarms or your feet or your private parts. No dude on that commercial. Hey, what, the dudes don't have smells under their nutsacks? Come on, man, put a dude in that commercial if you're going to put it on football. Or at least share. Put it on your private parts.
Put it on your private parts. Right under the carriage.
You know, get one of these get one of these guys in there. I'm just saying, man. Maybe I'm the only one that notices or cares, but I don't even care. It's just, God. Like, why? Why? But anyway, the Emmys were here. And it looked all inclusive. So inclusive. You can't really say they're not inclusive anymore. Well, whoever it was that they were boycotting, remember that shit? I mean, there was black people got awards. Chinese, Asian people got awards. Fat people got awards. Gay people got awards. Old people got awards. Pretty sure there was a disabled in there. Let's just say it was an Oprah moment. Everybody got an award. Just look under your seat. You got an award. You got an award. Everybody here got an award. Red, yellow, black, or white, we are precious in Biden's sight. Now, this is the show where you show your deodorant and vagina commercials. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Right? You're not going to show Bud Light. You're not going to show Peyton Manning and Emmett Smith throwing beers in a bar. Right? Right? The Emmys is where you go to commercial. You go get your little bonbons or whatever you got, your little whatevers and your wine. And you hear, oh, here.
Hey, you can do your underarms, your feet, and your private parts.
So, yeah, that's what you want to hear. If it's NFL, you want to hear, yeah, you can do it on your underarms, double pitsy twisty, or whatever it was, a double pits the chesty, and your undercarriage over here, you know? Oh, my balls are fucking smelling over here. You know, you got to, Jesus Christ, folks. You got to man it up here on the NFL. My fucking balls need some deodorant, you know?
Not, oh, for your private parts. Enjoy your game, bitches.
So, yeah, the Emmys. I don't know what number it was. 100,000. I did get to see the, I didn't watch it, but I got to see a clip of Carol Burnett. I love her so much. She was so fucking funny back in the day. She was right up there with Betty White, you know what I mean? Joan Rivers, Phyllis Diller, all these. But her show, me and my mom, I swear, we used to watch that and crack, literal belly laugh, crack up, right? Because we both loved Tim Conway. Well, the other guy, what the fuck's his name? Fuck. Anywho, the whole cast. And of course, my mom loved the show The Family, I believe it was called. All in the Family. Grandma's Family or some shit like that. But it was the skit they did on the show of Carol Burnett. A lot of you guys probably don't know what I'm talking about or who I'm talking about. Some of you may, some of you may not. Some of you old school heads might get what I'm saying here, but they would crack up. You know how Saturday Night Live, you get in trouble by Lorne Michaels if you crack whatever, you know, crack laugh or whatever. It's like a thing. Well, on this show, they tried purposely, on purpose, to fuck with each other to where they would break character and laugh. And it was just, me and my mom would seriously sit there. Oof, God, that was some funny shit. Belly laugh and laugh at it and repeat shit after it, you know. Mom, did you see what they did? Oh, my God. And she would go to bed and I would sneak up and watch Benny Hill. That motherfucker don't get no awards, motherfuckers. Give Benny Hill some fucking awards. Motherfucker shaped the youth of my loins. That was the first time I saw, you know, bikini women running around the whole damn show. That's why we love Dukes of Hazzard. You think we love the fucking, you know, we pretended as kids. Oh, man, could you get me the car? I love... You know, but meanwhile, we're jerking off in the bathroom to fucking Daisy Duke. Which is gross, because if you were pretending you were fucking Bo or Duke Luke, you wanted to bang your cousin? See, now, Dukes of Hazzard was a true American story. They don't make them like they used to. Fuck. Yeah, really, that's all that I know has been going on in the news. Oh, Martin Luther King Day just happened. So, yeah, everybody got the day off except for me. Not because I'm white. Or anything like that. Or my ancestors were slave owners or nothing like that. Well, it's because I don't get any holidays off except for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it was 16 degrees outside. And they're like, hey, buddy, get out there. You gotta do what you gotta do. And I said, fuck you. And I did it anyway. But that's the great thing about Austin, Texas, is that shit only lasts a couple days. Tomorrow it'll be 60, probably. Beautiful day. Beautiful spring day in Texas on Wednesday. Listen, folks, it was the Iowa cockasses was cold as fuck. The football games were cold. It was snowed in New York. We had to shovel. The Bills Mafia had to shovel snow all day. I wonder if they gave those guys free tickets and shit. Maybe some hot dogs. Some hot chocolate, maybe. Probably made them pay for it. Let's be honest. It's fucking 2024, bitch. Yeah, you pay for that shit, motherfucker. We just shoveled your stadium. Who gives a fuck? That's $5.50. For this little cup of hot chocolate? I said $5.50, motherfucker. Because they let, you know, parolees get employed there at the stadium. Splatter, are you being racist right now? No. Not at all. I'm not racist. I love the human race. Yeah, I wonder if they got anything. If it was just voluntarily. Now, would you do that? Would you fucking do that? I don't know. I probably would. I'm an idiot. I'd bitch the whole time, though. Like, are you guys getting fucking hired? You know, motherfuckers are getting paid $20 an hour to fucking serve burgers. And I'm here trying to make it look presentable for you on TV, you motherfuckers.
Thanks. That's what you say at the end. Thank you. Look what I did, Mom.
They didn't shovel the Steelers fans section. That was fucking baller, dude. And they just got these videos of these fucking Steeler fans waist high, just trying to find their seats. And then the guy gets there with his kids and he's like, wrong section. Kudos to those guys. Oh, folks, you gotta love it. A little Arctic blast for the whole country, huh? Yeah. I don't think it was that bad here. It was just cold as shit. Really, that's about it. The coldness is get you here. It was a little icy, not too bad. But hopefully you're staying warm wherever you're at. And I hope you enjoyed your Martin Luther King Day. I don't know, do they have marathons on BET? What happens that day? What do you guys do? What do we do that day? Do they have parades? What's going on? Hopefully they don't have parades and people are throwing rocks at them. Oh, my bad. That was just a joke, folks. Calm down. Whew. Damn. Tough crowd. No, I like Martin Luther King. He was a nice guy, from what I hear. He tried to make a change in the things he said when went in one ear and out the other. People just quote him and pretend like he was somebody now for clout and likes. They don't get the meaning behind his sayings, because if they did, this world would not be in the condition it is fucking in. So, you know, I kind of RIP to the man on my part. You know, play a song at the end of the episode to carry us out. That they used to play when I was a young man. Not young, but teen years probably. Called King's Holiday. Look, I'm not opposed to it. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge the king, because he did mean something. He actually was trying to say something. And we now use it as weapons, political weapons, to mask what the real meaning is, right? Believe it or not, he liked white people. I know that's going to come to a shock to some people, but Martin Luther King did like white folks. He was just trying to correct a ship that was fucking full of shit the whole time it came here and did what it did to the black folks. Now, as time moved on, you guys are just using it for likes and clouts and the hate on white folks, and it doesn't work now. To be a civil rights leader now, you have to preach equality, and what you're saying is equity and DEI and all this shit and affirmative action and this and that, instead of all of us coming collectively, which is impossible because you're all fucking morons and you think by forcing the hand on people it's going to change their views about things. Maybe some, but not all. And that is a dumb tactic, and it's been a dumb tactic since the white man tried it from the beginning. I just learned that there was this baking show or this whatever, you know, these bake the cakes or bake the cupcakes competitions or whatever, and it's worth $10,000. And guess what, folks? Only people of color can enter. So if you're white, no, sir, no. Get out of here, cracker, with your nice-ass cakes. Can't have that shit here. And to the people that back that up and have some stupid excuse why it's okay, fuck you, right? Go fuck yourself. You're a racist piece of fucking shit. And if this would happen with white people excluding a black person, I would call them a racist piece of shit. And I preach equality on this podcast, so I put you guys equal as racist pieces of shit. You're right neck and neck with each other. Because this is the shit that has to stop. You guys call the white man racist for doing it in the 50s, 60s, and beyond that, before that. The part that you guys got wrong is you think the white man invented slavery. That's the only part you guys got wrong. But now you're just doing the same thing. And then saying, well, you guys did it. Stop it. And if you support that, fuck off. Go fuck yourself. And what happens is you call people that say something about it, like myself, because I will get told something like, you're racist, you can't say that, you guys been doing it for 400 years. Yeah, but we're trying to stop it. Listen to Martin Luther King. Listen to his words. Listen to his speeches. Listen to his writings. That's not what he was talking about, you fucking stupid morons. Whoever came up with this baking fucking show, you can have it. For me, it's freedom of expression, freedom of speech, but it's wrong. You're still a racist piece of shit. Will I watch it? Fuck no. Why? Because you're racist? No, because I don't stand for it. I don't stand for what you're doing. Like ladies' night. I'm not going to ladies' night to buy some stupid fucking bitch that already has money fucking drinks. Well, I have to pay to get in to look at bitches? Fuck that. They should have to fucking pay too, just like me. Everybody wants equal rights. I know everybody fucking argues with that with me because you guys are thirsty and you guys need pussy around you all the time that you'll never get. That's why you guys spend money in strip clubs, but that's not my fucking problem. My problem is when you have a baking show that says only black folks, no white folks. You sound like white folks. In 1960 or white supremacy or whatever you think that's going on when you're calling us racist right now and Donald Trump racist, you know, and this and that. And shut the fuck up. You're just as racist, you stupid fucking moron. Not just as, because some of us aren't fucking racist. So, shut your bitch ass. And for the baking show, sit your bitch ass down. You don't deserve to have a show. They should ban things like this from all. Well, what about the shows with all white folks? Yeah, but do they say no white, no black people are allowed on this show? Or is nobody just getting the job? Well, that's how they do it systematically. They fucking blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, that's an internal situation. That's got nothing to do with me. They're still not fucking outright saying it. And it's been a long time since I've seen a show with just white folks on it besides, I don't know, one of these stupid reality shows or something. I don't know. I don't watch dumb shows that you guys watch to make fucking big deals out of it. I just hear through the fucking grapevine that you're making baking fucking shows that aren't allowed to have white people. It's like the women's... what was it? Something poker game, and some guy went in there and took his money, and he said, I identify as a lady. Some old man, he's like, I identify as a woman. Count me in. He didn't dress up like a woman. He just said, I identify. And they got mad. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think that's okay? If you're black or white or Hispanic or Indian or whatever the fuck you are out there, I don't care what you are. What I care about, do you back up a just black bakery show that blatantly says no white folks, you cannot apply? No, no, no. What about affirmative action? Wow, even the crickets couldn't answer that question. What about affirmative action? Oh, you got at least let one cracker in there, don't you? Come on now. It's only fair, remember? All of a sudden, affirmative action doesn't want to work for you. You're dumb. Whoever created that show is dumb. You're racist. And it's people like you that are cracking this fucking society into crumbly pieces. Into crumbly pieces to where everybody's going to, the white guilt's going to come out and be like, yeah, they should be, they should be allowed to do that. They should. Hey, listen. Hey. Look at what my ancestors did to those folks back then. Look what they did to those poor folks. You don't think they deserve a damn baking show? Of course they deserve a baking show for everybody, because what they didn't learn from all those years and from Mr. Martin Luther King, that equality and love is the fucking thing that is going to right the ship of the humanity, the inhumanity, the whatever, the fucking that is happening. That you guys claim that is still happening, which is bullshit. Is some of it still happening? I totally agree. But like I've said in the past, on here, you guys are going to make it to where there's black and white fountains. There's black and white restaurants. There's black and white sections in the bus. Except for it's going to be reverse. And you're gonna fucking use the excuse that this is what you did to us. And then I have friends too, and they're black. Trust me when I tell you. And I told him they were stupid. And he knows who I, if he ever listens to the show, he knows who he is. He told me that an eye for an eye, you gotta have eye for an eye with equal rights. I think I explained this before. That is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. It does not make sense. One is a judgment. One is just should happen. But this is ridiculous that we allow. And just like black folks didn't allow it in the 50s and 60s, we shouldn't allow it either. But we're so white guilted and so fucking, oh, we better apologize. I didn't fucking do anything. And I don't fucking feel like I have to do anything to change anything, because I hate politics and I hate racism. And you guys seem to be fucking experts on all that shit. Until it comes down to brass taxes. Until it comes down to a people of color baking show with no white folks. Because there's no poor white folks in this country that gets beat down because they're white. No, that doesn't happen. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. There's only one solution, folks. Weed every day. And if you don't do that, then you're part of the fucking problem. I don't know why I got so angry there for a minute. It just gets tiring after a while, man, to listen to you fucking people run your stupid dick feeders about equality, and then you go do some stupid shit like that. Like, who the fuck do you motherfuckers think you are? And you're going to say, you were about to say you people. And I was. And I didn't mean black people. I mean everybody that is opposing me on this fucking argument. We're going to lead you out with a song called King's Holiday. It's like We Are the World, but not. It's for Martin Luther King. King's Dream Chorus and Holiday Crew. And the Holiday Crew is the Fat Boys, Tina. I mean, there's a whole list of hip-hop stars on this one. But before I let you go, don't forget... Don't forget, Scoop Wizards are the number one and the number two business. Go check them out at wepoopscoop.com. And Mr. Nice Guys, the green room at Mr. Nice Guys or Mr. Nice Guys Smoke Shop. Go there, check out Tokes and Jokes on Fridays, movie nights on Wednesdays, game nights on Wednesdays, Puff and Paints on Sundays. Go there, go chill at the bar, tip your bar bud tenders. Usually it's Ashley or Keith or Courtney or Kelly. Tell them Splash Unicorn sent you, and we send love, nothing but love, to the Green Room and the Mr. Nice Guys. Go there, 1320 Palm Springs Road, if you're in the Austin, Texas area. And what else we got? You know, thefrequency.com. Go see Sarah the Witch or listen to Sarah the Witch's podcast, thefrequency.com or thefrequency, T-H-E-E frequency. And go check out her gift shop or her online store at thefrequency.com. That's T-H-E-E frequency.com. Go follow her on Instagram, Facebook, The Frequency, or Sarah the Witch. I think that wraps it up, folks. Happy Martin Luther King Day. It's not for us white folks. But I love everybody. Everybody should be treated equal. Everybody should have equal grounds, equal say. Nothing but love. I don't give a fuck what you do in your house, what religion you are, whatever. You are loved here at Splat You in a Corner. Yeah, I may give you a little opinion, but I love you. We all should, we should all push a little more kindness towards each other because it's getting rare these days, okay? So everybody, you know what the business is. Stay high. Stay fly. Peace and love. That's right. Peace and love, baby. And the holy smoke above, of course. I love you. Thanks for joining me on this episode. I'm out, bitches. Enjoy the music from Martin Luther King. Yeah. Fire that doobie up. I'm out.